Hello and welcome to Resourcing a Superpower. This is a powerful tool to help you shore up a trait that you already have inside that maybe you forgot about, or maybe you don't feel so confident in your ability to use it. So I want you to allow this to get as expansive, as magical as your psyche, your soul gets. All right, you can't do this wrong. I'm going to guide you. And so the first thing I want you to do is find a comfortable place where you won't be interrupted for the next 10 minutes. If you want to light a candle, if you want to lay down, that's okay too. I just want to make sure that you don't fall asleep. Good. And now taking a few deep breaths. Inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling and exhaling. And one more time. Inhaling and exhaling. If you haven't done so yet, I recommend that you close your eyes. And setting an intention to be receptive and to allow the wisdom that's already within you to rise to the surface. None of this needs to make logical sense to you. Your spirit speaks to you in images, and there's vast wisdom available to you in this moment. So I want you to think about a situation where you would like to have more confidence. Where in your life would you like to show up confidently, assured, embodied? And now think about what quality, trait, superpower do you feel you need more of in order to show up confidently in this situation? And so this can become as magical as being able to read people's minds, to being able to speak more articulately, to maybe feeling taller than everyone in the room, so that you feel that you take up space. Like, however this shows up, whether it kind of has some magical properties to it, or if it's something that's pretty common that you just want to be able to do more of. Honestly, whatever arises, trust this process. And now if this is a trait that you feel you've embodied before, I want you to imagine that time when you feel as though you embodied this quality. And if it's not, I want you to envision when you've seen it in somebody else. And that could be somebody that you actually know, that could be in a movie. Where have you witnessed this trait, this superpower before, either within yourself or in somebody else? And allowing this image to become more detailed. So noticing the colors, the sounds, if there's any smells associated. And how do you feel as you think about this image. Just allowing it to flesh out. And if it morphs or changes, more details reveal themselves to you, great. Remember, the energy around this is just to allow. What do you see? What do you hear and feel? And now tuning in to your body. What are the sensations that you notice in your body right now as you're focusing on this image? Perhaps you feel a lightness, tingling, expansion, groundedness. Allow yourself to notice the sensations in your body and experience them fully. Now, if there's any uncomfortable sensations, or if something about this image doesn't feel satisfying, I want you to change the image if that requires you to maybe change the trait or the superpower, that's okay. You want it to feel good and accessible. And now, is there a word or phrase that represents this resource? And the first thing that comes to you is great. Again, it doesn't have to make logical sense. A word or phrase that represents this resource based on this image and the sensations that you've been feeling in your body as you focus on it. So bringing the word together with the image and those positive sensations. I want you to take a really deep breath in, and I want you to imagine this superpower expanding. And exhaling. And now taking another deep breath, and I want you to envision this superpower intensifying. However this happens is perfect. Just thinking of it intensifying. Good, and now I want you to say to yourself three times, I am, and then put in that word or phrase. Doesn't have to be grammatically correct. I am strong. I am Wonder Woman. I am tall. Whatever the word or phrase is, three times to yourself. fully embodying it, or you know what? Say it out loud. Say it out loud. I am. Proclaim it. And allow those positive sensations to get even stronger. Good, 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 good. Great work. Now let it all go. Just let it all go. Take a few breaths. Just kind of clear your mind. Let the image, let the words, let the sensations, just let them go. And now I want you to say your word or phrase again, either out loud or to yourself. And I want you to notice what happens in your body when you say that word or phrase. And as you say this word or phrase, you're going to notice that those pleasant sensations continue to rise within you. That just saying this word or phrase conjures the sensations in your body associated with this superpower. Maybe the image comes back to you, maybe a different image comes back to you. But noticing how it comes up. Noticing how those feelings are available to you immediately just by saying this word or phrase, and knowing that you can activate these powerful feelings whenever you want to, anywhere you want to, just by saying this word or phrase, and that is what you are going to begin doing. Every day you're going to say this word or phrase. Preferably when things are going well or things are neutral, so that you get used to using this resource. And this resource is going to get more and more powerful without you even doing anything, because you've already programmed your mind to it. But you're going to practice it when you're feeling good, when you're feeling neutral, and then when you really need it, you're going to say your word or phrase again, and you're going to notice that it comes to you immediately. Immediately, you will embody this superpower. Good. And now what I want you to do is I want you to run a play or a script in your mind. Don't make it the hardest thing in the entire world. Make it something where, a situation where you'd like to show up with this superpower, with this trait intact. You know, something on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the hardest thing you could imagine. Make it like a 2. Something that you're a little bit not so secure about. And I want you right now to run a play. Run a scenario in your mind, where you step into this situation and you handle it embodying this trait, embodying your superpower. And I want it to play out so that you feel completely satisfied. Completely satisfied with the scenario. So taking a minute and doing that right now. Good, yes. You got it, that's right. Now this is such a fun activity to do, a game to play, is for you to even just run scenarios through your mind and watch yourself responding and behaving and showing up with this superpower. the way that you dream, the way that you desire, the way that you know your inner being already knows you are capable of showing up. That is mental rehearsal, my friends, and that is also tapping in to the law of attraction. So look, you got to think about something. Your brain's always going. You might as well direct it. You might as well direct it in using these skills and these tools. All right, my friends, you've done it. You have installed a superpower. I invite you to practice, practice, practice. That is the best way for you to fully embody this tool, fully embody this superpower, is actually by using this in moments where, you know, things are pretty neutral or things are going pretty well, and then you are more likely to grab it when you really, really need it. When you're walking into that meeting, when you're going on that date, when you're, you know, setting a boundary with somebody, whatever it is, you're going to be more likely to access it if you practice it. So great work. Congratulations, you've got your superpower. I cannot wait to see you rock and roll.